I'm here at EGX Resd again, and I'm here with
Yngve Snædal, associate producer at Thrunland Games.
Okay, and you're releasing?
Yeah, next month, May 15th. Yeah. Super excited about it.
Yeah, it's Forgotten Anne.
Yeah.
Forgotten Anne.
With an O.
We have to pronounce. Yeah, yes. With an O.
And it's not a typo.
No. I know. The guy I spoke to 2 years ago, commented that I'd spotted the little typo.
Yeah.
So yeah. Not everyone does.
No, that's true.
So, and it's not a typo. That is how it's supposed to, and part of the plot. And
absolutely.
Even though there are forgotten items around the world,
mm-hmm.
it's a platformer adventure story game.
It's whatever. A seamless cinematic adventure platformer. From when you start the game until you finish, there's no loading screen at any point, so it's a seamless cinematic experience through and through.
Yeah. And you play as Anne?
Yeah. Anne is a young woman who grew up in the place called the Forgotten Lands. It's a realm where anything that you've loved and lost and forgotten about ends up. And it comes to life imbued with this power called Anima, which is the life force of the world.
Yeah.
Master Bonku and Anne are the only two humans in the world. Master Bonku is her father figure. And he's working on an ether bridge between the two worlds in order to get back home.
Okay.
Most of the Forgotlings in the world are helping him out with this. They miss the sense of purpose that they had in the human world, so they want to go back home just as much as he does. Right? Anne is the enforcer. She's like the head of police. She has the arc on her hand, which allows her to manipulate this anima energy.
Yes.
Yeah. And which allows her to, instill canisters and manipulate the flow of anima in the background in order to power machinery and progress. And quite literally suck the life force out of any Forgotling that stands in her way.
Yes. Yes, that's quite early on, isn't it?
Yeah.
You meet some...
You're introduced to this mechanic pretty much in the first scene.
Yeah. Yes, because you have to power the lights and get everything.
Yeah.
And then it is a platformer as well.
Yeah. The platforming elements are quite light because the animations are hand-drawn frame by frame. So every time you turn around, she goes through an animation cycle, which may feel a bit heavy to some, but you get used to it really quickly. But that means that you can't really do like super Meat Boy-ish, twitchy platforming elements.
Because you're climbing over boxes and climbing over fences. You're
exactly,
not, You're not pixel perfect jumping between...
No.
Platforms.
No. The game is definitely heavy. It's focused on the story and on the puzzles with light platforming elements.
Yeah. So what are you releasing on? Obviously Steam.
Yeah, Steam, PS4, and Xbox One.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're actively looking into a Switch release later on, but nothing we can confirm right now. It's we're examining our options.
April.
May 15th.
May.
Yeah, next month.
Oh, it's April then. Yeah, next month you're out. Yeah. Seems like a long road, but
absolutely.
You're there.
We're super happy with the product, and we're super happy like that it's coming out.
Price point
$20, so 16 quid, I think, around that, yeah.
Yeah, it always gets a bit complicated.
Yeah, the currency thing is not really my strong suit.
So out now, or very soon.
Very soon.
Yeah. And it's been on Steam wishlist for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where else can people find out about the game?
You can find out about it on... I don't think the PlayStation Store is up yet, or the Xbox Store. So wishlisting it on Steam is actually the only thing that's available right now.
But you've got a website?
Yeah, we've got a website. Yeah. We've got Twitter. We've got Facebook. Come follow us. Join us. Get updated. And a newsletter as well, if you're interested in that.
Yeah. Yes. I've received my emails.
All right, perfect.
How long is the game?
It's around 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah.
That's a...
But of course, we have a lot of... Yeah. But we have a lot of hidden objects, and if you're an achievement hunter, then you can extend that to 8+ hours. Plus, of course, there's new game plus content, so you can and branching storyline. So, you know, there's a lot of replay value if you want to delve into the consequences of each and every choice you can make.
Yeah. Okay, so fully branching. Endings? You're saying how many endings?
I can't really reveal how many or any details about that, but
okay, thank you.
Perfect, thank you.